If you're all about sports, then you need to shop The Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, The Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
This is Sally Gilbert, Market President of Arvest Bank in Mountain Home. For more than 50 years, Arvest has served our customers and the communities in which we work well. We offer a broad range of financial services that help us fulfill our mission of providing our customers with financial solutions for life. Our customers and our community are our priorities. Visit us today and see why Arvest has been voted Best Bank in the Twin Lakes area 4 years in a row. We're here for you.
Member FDIC.
It'll be Jonesboro's basketball to start to this second half as they lead Mountain Home 33-17. They'll be moving right to left for these next two quarters. A little bit of a silver lining just heard from for the Mountain Home Lady Bombers. You said West Memphis beat Marion tonight?
Yeah, we needed West Memphis to beat Marion. Marion had beat West Memphis earlier, and we were all tied. Us. Jonesboro, Marion, and so it was Nettleton at the top, and then Paragould, and then we had four teams that were bunched up in there and tied, and that really helped us that West Memphis was able to beat Marion.
Yeah. Well, here's Wilson with the ball, giving it to Leach over on the left side. Now it goes to Washington. Now to him once again, a man-to-man. Now ball goes back up top to Leach. He's going to try for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound controlled by Talon Benton. And back comes Mount Tom. Leach, the transfer actually from Poplar Bluff, Missouri, has been a kid to watch, although Mount Tom's overall done a pretty good job against him tonight. Here is Benton with it on the right side. Up top it goes to Cruz. He's going to try for the three-pointer. In and out. No good. Rebound knocked around. Controlled by Benton. He goes back up with it. He can't get that to go. And this time the rebound is chased down by McBride. He gets back quickly the other way. Throws over to Leach in the right corner. Now kicks it back out to McBride. Over to Wilson on the left wing. His three-pointer is up and no good. And the rebound's controlled by Mountain Home. Here's Gilbert into the front court. Throws over to Benton on the right side. Now ball goes up top to Gilbert. He dribbles to the right wing. Now gives it back to Benton. He has it near the corner. Throws it to Jones near the elbow. Up top to Cruz, over on the right side now to Benton. Down the corner goes to Peters. He drills up to the wing, gives up top to Jones, now to Gilbert. Over to Benton near the left wing. Skip pass to, try to throw it to Gilbert, and the ball goes off the hands of McBride, and it will be Mount Home basketball inbounding it on the near sideline. Right now, Mount Home is in a three-way tie for fourth place in the 5A East, by the way, on the girls' side. Here's Gilbert taking the inbound pass, giving it to Benton. He's going down into the lane, loses the handle of the ball, and the turnover by Mount Home. Ball goes to Leach. He's going back the other way for a layup. His basket counts, and he is fouled. So Mercedes Leach will go to the line for the old-fashioned three with 6:18 left of the third quarter. That foul's on Luke Cruz. They're going to call an intentional. Wow. So Mercedes Leach will go get the basket. Or did they count the basket?
Yes.
Okay, they haven't put it on the scoreboard yet. So in addition to that, he gets two free throws. And Jonesboro will keep the ball. That is Luke Cruz's second personal foul. Team foul number one against Mountain Home here in the second half. That call kind of surprises me, Dell.
Yeah, I don't know if he gets two. I know he gets one because he had the and one.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. He just gets one free throw. So he did get the free throw, and Jonesboro is going to keep possession, leading.
The bonus there is you get the ball back in that situation when they make the basket.
Right. 36-17. Jonesboro with the ball in the lead. Here is Wilson with it between the circles. By the way, Hunter Bashir's checked in for Luke Cruz during that time. Ball goes down to Moore now on the low block. looking to make a move on Jones, and now kicks it back out to Wilson. Wilson dribbling towards the lane, going up for the layup. It rolls around, will not go. The rebound knocked around. Ball still loose. Ball goes out of bounds on the far sideline. They're going to say last touch by Jonesboro. Mounts home, gets it back with 5:55 left of the first of the third quarter. 36-17, Jonesboro leading it. Gilbert walks the ball into the front court. Man-to-man defense once again for the Hurricane. Ball, tries to throw the ball over to Jones at the right elbow, but it's knocked away from him, but Jones chases it down, keeps it from going out of bounds. Gilbert has it on the right side now. Gives it up top to Jones. Over to Peters now on the left side. Skip pass to Gilbert. Back to Peters now. Now to Benton near the left corner. Up top to Bashirs. Thought about three. Now is going to give it back to Benton. Benton's going down into the lane. Trying to give it to Bashirs. A little wide of him. It goes out of bounds. Sixth turnover the night against Mountain Home. 5:13 left to play in the third quarter. It is a 19-point Jonesboro advantage. Here's McBride into the front court for the Hurricane. And he's going to try for the long three. Good. Well, Dell and I were just talking about it. He is 67% from three-point range this year. Keelan McBride with 15 points so far in this game. 39-17, Jonesboro leading it. 4:48 left of the third quarter. Here's Peters with it, dribbling down towards the paint. Now kicks it up top to Benton. He's going into the lane for the layup. No good. Offensive rebound for Jones. He goes back up with a reverse layup. Good. Matt Jones with 7 points, and back quickly comes Jonesboro, but they turn it over as the pass was a little wide for Leach. Sixth turnover against the Hurricane. Here's Gilbert dribbling to the right side, now going down into the corner, going down toward the paint. He's going to pull up for the turnaround jumper. Good. Wyatt Gilbert with 6 points. 39-21, Jonesboro leading it. 4:13 left of the third quarter. Wilson into the front court for the Hurricane. Finds McBride. He's going to try another three. Wow, he actually missed one this time. And the rebound is controlled by Bashir's. Back comes Mountain Home. Here is Benton throwing it to Peters on the left wing. Now he dribbles down toward the lane. Now kicks it back out to Gilbert. About lost the handle of the ball, but Gilbert has it now. Dribbles to the corner. Now back out to the wing. Now he's going down into the lane, going pull up for another jumper. In and out, no good. Rebound knocked around, finally controlled by Kyle Moore. And back comes Jonesboro, and the foul's going to be called away from the ball on the Hurricane. Much to the dismay of the Jonesboro crowd. That is on Mercedes Leach. That is his first personal foul. Team foul number one against Jonesboro here in the second half. 3:37 left to play in the third quarter. Mountain Home will inbound it under their own basket. Inbound pass to Jones. He about mishandles it, but he gets it out to Gilbert now on the right wing. Up top it goes to Benton. By the way, that was technically the seventh turnover against Jonesboro. Now ball goes to Gilbert in the left corner. His three-pointer in and out. No good. Peters tries to tip it back up. He can't get it to go. Ball goes out of bounds this time. It's going to be last touch by Mountain Home. They're going to say Jonesboro's basketball with 3:20 left of the third quarter. Checking in for Jonesboro now is Taven McCullough as he'll replace Mercedes Leach. 39-21, Jonesboro with the ball in the lead. McBride will walk the ball into the front court. Takes a screen, dribbles to the right side, now throws up top to Washington. Over to Wilson near the left corner. He dribbles out to the wing. Up top it goes to McBride. Over on the left side, right side now to McCullough. Up top to Wilson. Wilson drills to the right elbow, loses the handle of the ball, and Mountain Home comes with the steal, and they're going to be fouled, and Ben's going to be fouled in the backcourt. Eighth turnover against Jonesboro, and that is Amarian Wilson's first personal foul, team foul number two here in the second half against the Hurricane. 2:50 left of the third quarter is an 18-point Jonesboro advantage. Benton takes the inbound pass, gives it back to Gilbert. Gilbert into the front court, finds Peters on the left side. Now back to Gilbert. He's going to try for the three-pointer near the top. Good! Wyatt Gilbert with 9 points. 39-24, Jonesboro leading it with less than 2.5 minutes left of the third quarter. Kevin Pointer will check in for Jonesboro at the next available time. Here's Wilson with it. Throws it up top to McBride. Over on the left side to McCullough. Now up top to McBride. He's going to try for another three-pointer. Boy, it's almost automatic. And Jonesboro is going to take a timeout as Keelan McBride now has 18 points. We'll break with 2:11 left to play in the third quarter. Jonesboro leading Mountain Home 42-24. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
I'll tell you what, Keelan McBride, when you shoot that well, that's hard to coach. It's hard to guard. It's just, well, Keelan McBride shooting 67%, and he's proving it, man. He's got 18 points so far, all from three-point range. 42-24, the Hurricane leading it with 2:11 left of the third quarter. Jonesboro took their first time out of the contest. Luke Cruz inbounds it to Wyatt Gilbert, who will bring it into the front court. Gilbert drills to the left side, gives it there to Bashirs. Bashirs drills up between the circles. Now over near the left corner to Peters. He's going to go into the lane for the layup. Shot's blocked, but drew contact as well, and so he'll head to the free throw line with 1:56 left of the third quarter. Kevin Pointer picks up his first personal foul, team foul number three against the Hurricane here in the second half. So Colton Peters at the free throw line. These will be the first free throw attempts for Mountain Home tonight. First shot is up and in. Peters with one more free throw. Second shot is good. He gets both. First 2 points of the night for him. Mercedes Leach checking into the game, replacing Lamar Washington. So with 1:56 left, it is a 42-26 lead for the Hurricane as they'll bring the ball back the other way. Wilson into the front court. Gives it to Leach. He's going to try for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound knocked around, controlled by Wilson. Boy, that's just fortunate for the Hurricane. The ball goes over to Williams, now up top to McCullough. He's going to try a three-pointer. No good. This time Matt Jones gets the rebound, and back comes Mountain Home. 1:25 left of the third quarter, a 16-point Hurricane advantage. Here's Gilbert with it on the right side. He's going to go inside, just inside the three-point line, pull up for the jumper. No good. Wilson gets the rebound. He's quickly back the other way. Kicks it out to McCullough, now up top to Leach. Leach going down towards the lane. An offensive foul on Mercedes Leach. That is his second personal foul, team foul number four against the Hurricane, and their ninth turnover of the night. Talon Benton checking back in from Mountain Home, replacing Hunter Bashirs, and Mercedes Leach is going ahead to the bench with his second foul as he was replaced by Kevin Pointer. I'm sorry, not by Kevin Pointer, by Keelan McBride. 1 minute left to play in this third quarter. Here's Gilbert with it just inside the half-court stripe. Throws it to Benton. Benton will dribble down towards the lane, going up for the layup. Rolls around, will not go. Rebound tipped by Cruz. He goes back up with it. He can't get the foul to go, but draws contact, and now he'll head to the free throw line with 48.8 seconds left. Kevin Pointer picks up his second personal foul, team foul number five against the Hurricane. So Luke Cruz at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot is up and in. One more free throw coming up for Cruz. Second shot is up, and he gets both. He now has 7 points. 42-28, Jonesboro leading it. Here is Wilson into the front court. Throws over to McBride on the left side. He's going down towards the lane. He's going to pull up for the jumper. No good, but draws contact, and they'll head to the free throw line. 36.1 seconds left as that foul is called on Wyatt Gilbert. That is his first personal foul, team foul number two here in the second half against Mountain Home. So Keelan McBride at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He has 18 points so far this evening, make it 19. All of his field goals have come from three-point range. So one more free throw from McBride. Second shot is up. Rolls around and goes in. He gets both. He now has 20 points. 44-28. Jonesboro leading it. 30 seconds left as Gilbert brings it into the front court. Gives it to Benton on the right side. Up top now to Cruz. Over to Gilbert on the left. Now Gilbert will give it to Peters up at the top. He's going to try for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound control by McCullough. Back comes Jonesboro with a chance to get one more basket before the end of the period. Here's McBride across the timeline. 10 seconds. Over to Wilson. 5 seconds. Wilson gives it back to McBride. Now it's back to Wilson. He's going to try for one last swing at the buzzer, and he gets it. Marion Wilson now with 6 points as they close out the third quarter with a 19-point lead. After 24 minutes of play, our score, Jonesboro leading Mountain Home, 47-28. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.